Hey guys, we're back. Another episode of Smart Brand Marketing. Today with me, I have Lior. He is a business strategist working at Fiverr. And the interesting part, for me at least, is that Fiverr went into the online course space. And that's what we're going to talk about. What's going on, Lior?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. Awesome to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, we spoke before. I reached out to someone on LinkedIn and they connected me with you. And it was like shocking to me when they said, oh, you're in the e-learning space, you know, reach out to our business strategy guy. I was like, what's the point? And then I quickly learned that there's a marketplace being built out with online courses on Fiverr. You know, it was like, oh, you know, not every day that, you know, a big company like Fiverr or Upwork or any, you know, like something like that just moves into a whole different field. So my first question is, why did you guys decide to move into the online course field?
Yeah. So, this is a really interesting, question. So we see learning and, work, like education work as things that are very, synergetic and very close to each other. So you're very much right that it's not 100% in our core business, but it's very closely related to it. And what we've found out is that our community, both our sellers and our buyers, are heavy users of online learning and online education. And so they definitely have this need for that. And the problem that we've realized that they have is that a lot of the content that they consume is not always relevant for what they need. And it's not really helpful to help them monetize their skills. So if you look at our seller side, at our freelancer side, when they go and get courses anywhere on any online learning platform, it's going to be really hard for them to prove that this skill is actually valuable. So they might know that it's valuable, but it's not really connected to their work. And this is, so you see this kind of like interactions happening offline, right? You see these companies that will offer you to take a course and then they guarantee you a job, or you see a place where people go to the academy because they know that they're very likely to get a job afterwards. But with online learning, this is something that you don't see a lot. And this creates a real challenge for our community. And we realized that we do have the ability to solve it by actually giving them something that is worth their effort and their investment, like this kind of recognition for what they've learned. And so this is one very powerful connection. And the other thing is that the place we are allows us to see what are the skills that are really in demand. So we know what businesses need in order to succeed in the marketplace today, and we know what freelancers need in order to succeed in what they do. We know which skills are required for graphic designers and digital marketers. And we can really provide them with the most relevant and up-to-date education based on the trends and based on the demand that there is in the marketplace. And so that gives us a very a powerful capability to actually offer very relevant education, as well as credentials that are actually that actually mean something in the marketplace.
Got it. You mentioned that, you know, one of the reasons you guys went into it, because you've noticed that the heavy users were doing both, right? Using your platform and, you know, taking e-learning courses.
Yeah.
How did you figure this out? And then are you speaking more about the seller side or the buyer side of your platform?
Yeah, so we are very much connected, and we invest a lot of effort in understanding our community. And we do have a very rich community, and so it's sometimes it's a challenge to really understand it well. But one of the things that really comes up in every survey we do and in every interaction we have is that learning and education is something that is really important, and it's important for both sides. I mean, when you look at digital skills, it's not like traditional education where people really know where you should go to study things, right? Like when you want to be a marketer or to build websites, it's not that easy to understand where you need to start from or how do you grow farther. So what we've realized is that in both sides of our marketplace, both our sellers and our businesses that are buying on the platform, they all see this as something that they invest a lot in. And it's not only e-learning, right? Some of them would go and do a lot of they will read a lot of blog posts and you take a lot of YouTube videos and read books and whatever it is. And others will take online courses. But they think that this element of education is something that we see that is that is a big part of their of our community's lives and a big part of what they do in order to succeed. And so it came out very strongly, and it still comes out very strongly in a lot of the interactions we have with our community.
So here's why I asked. So let's say we have a course, for example, like how to learn PPC, right? And, mm-hmm. and this is just, I'm curious how you guys are thinking about this, because unlike Udemy, for example, right, which just, you know, will sell to anyone and sells anything because they just want to get a cut from it. You guys are choosing your courses, right? So let's say you have a PPC course. Is it so the person who is usually the buyer, right, of the platform, learns how to do the PPC, and then maybe they don't use as many or know how to choose better freelancers, contractors? Is it so that more contractors learn how to do PPC so that they can offer the service, right? But then at the same time, they can maybe, you know, increase competition now and other people are not happy, right? So there's like different ways, right? When you're teaching these skills, but you have this other business on at the end of it, which, you know, already is very set in stone. How is that kind of working? What's the thought process behind, you know, which skill you're going to learn and how is it going to impact the community?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that everyone in our platform is a business, right? So also our freelancers, they're a one-man business, right? And so in many cases we see we have businesses taking courses of the like the fundamental skills they need in order to do something, and then it's also relevant for our freelancers as well. So for example, if I run a business and I want to learn PPC, then I want to start by learning the fundamentals, and then in many cases I will go and purchase a service to help me with the PPC, or I'll order a bunch of services for that. And so we do have this layer of kind of like fundamentals training that would be relevant for anyone. Not very relevant for people that are already in this profession, right? If you're doing PPC for a living, you probably don't need a PPC fundamentals course. But it should really be relevant for anyone else that wants to learn the basics of that. And then we have the more advanced courses that are designed for people who already have some experience in the field. So we have advanced marketing courses, and we have advanced graphic design and branding courses. And these are really for people who learn the fundamentals. In some cases, they also have some like you'll need more than that. Like if you want to take an advanced course in branding, then it's going to be very helpful if you've actually studied graphic design in the past. So I'm not sure if that answers the question, but we do try to have like different levels. So some courses would be relevant for everyone trying to get into a domain, and some courses that are more advanced and will let you evolve and learn from the best practitioners on how to really grow in your specific niche.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of answers it, because it's really how you guys think about it, right? Because I was just wondering, because, you know, when you have a core business, and you build something else, you're either looking to complement that business or you're looking to not mess up the core business with the new one, right? So that's kind of why I just was wondering about the thought process. So what's been the experience so far? But yeah, go ahead if you want to add anything.
I'll add something to it. So I think that what we've seen is that it really connects to our core business in two levels. So on the freelancer side, it's very much as I've said before, it get practical skills and practical education that will actually help you do your job better. So for example, you can take a course from a brand designer who worked with the biggest brands, and you can see their work process, and you can learn how to do better branding and logo design services, for example. And you actually get recognition for taking this course. So you get a badge on the platform. And the reason we do that is because we see this as like a quality indicator. So if you've taken a course and you've successfully completed it, and our courses, they have tests, and we see your progress through the course, and we see like if you've passed the test or not, then we can actually help you by giving you a badge and by using this information to help you using this data to help you actually succeed more in the marketplace. So that's on the seller side, and we see this as a very powerful offering for our sellers. And then for our buyers, we really see where they're struggling, you know. So we've seen that a lot of them are struggling building up their SEO strategy. And even if they hire someone to do their SEO strategy for them, in many cases, they want to have some like better understanding of what's going on. Like it's a very complicated domain. And so building an SEO fundamentals course that really goes through like all the basic components of SEO and what really SEO is built out of, and how you can leverage like different tools and also different like services from freelancers to build out your like a good SEO strategy and execute on it. This is something that we saw that there's a lot of demand for it, and this is really synergetic because it really helps our users to be more successful. And also to use Fiverr in a better way because they really understand better what they need.
Yeah, see, I like this. I mean, it makes a lot more sense now, you know, by using e-learning to kind of, you know, one, prop up the people selling, and two, teaching others what to buy, right? So that really makes sense then, you know, in this part. So what's been the experience so far, you know, moving into this space? Like mistakes, lessons, anything that you can share?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. So for us, the experience has been really, really good. We've seen a lot of demand for the courses. We've seen really good ratings and NPS. So Net Promoter Score is really high. It's past 80. And so we are really happy so far from what we've been able to achieve in the past 18 months. Some lessons learned. So I'm thinking, like, do you think your audience would be more interested in talking about content or about the course creation part?
I think all, right? Because for every course creator, there are a couple things which they have to go through. One, they have to pick a niche, right? Which is very important because the positioning is what's going to sell it. Two, they have to create the course, right? So then it's like, you know, like what kind of content is going to work best, how long, all these things. It, you know, they're always interested. And then, you know, the marketing, like how is it going to do? Like what, you know, so any of these parts I think are interesting, you know, and we'd like to just hear based on, you know, a platform that kind of had the audience, thought they knew what the audience wants, released the content, you know, what's happening? How is this working out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we've had some surprises over time. So I think it's always challenging to find the right content and also to find the right person for to give this content. And I think that the main challenges that that I think there are when you create a course is, as you said, it's first like what is the niche that you're picking and making sure there's demand for it. I think that for us it's much easier because we see a very strong synergy between areas that are in demand in the marketplace and areas that are in demand in our courses. So for us, this problem is a bit easier to solve. But then how do you make like the right course? How do you make it right once you realize what is the right course? And then I think that it's always, first it's about the balance between a lean back and a lean forward approach, right? Like you want people to enjoy the content. You know that their ability to listen to something for too long is not necessarily very high, and sometimes they just wanna they don't want to work. They want to sit back and listen for someone that will teach them. But then on the other hand, you want to get them active because it's really hard to learn if you don't have enough exercises or enough activities that will actually let you practice, right? So I think that this is one thing that we've been always playing around to find the right balance. And we're trying very often to kind of like do courses that are very project-based and gives you a lot of practical tools to actually take forward with you. So we try to make it not too theoretical, and make it very, very practical. But then on the other hand, there's always the challenge of making something too technical. So you don't want to like dive too deep into like specific technicalities of how to use this interface or that feature. You really want to teach like the best practices and things that will work also once the interface changes. So I think like what we've seen is that we always try to create content that's very valuable and will be valuable also when interface change, and will be valuable for a long time. And then we want to keep our viewers pretty active because we want the content to be very practical. We want them to finish the course feeling that they can now achieve much more. And this really relates a lot also to what Fiverr is. So Fiverr is kind of a place where you get things done, right? We hear it from a lot of our community members where they say like, I had a conversation with an interview with one of our community members, and they say that they don't, when they need something done, they don't Google it, they Fiverr it. Right. And so I think that like this kind of approach is something that we try to implement on Learn as well. So on Learn from Fiverr on our platform, we try to really give you something that's very, very practical, but also something that's valuable and not simply technical. If that makes sense.
It does. Can you give a couple like specific examples of like things that, you know, happened that you were surprised about, or things that, you know, you kind of thought would work well and didn't? So, you know, we have some specific things to kind of be like, oh wow, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So I think that I'll think for a second about the content creation part and some lessons learned in there. In the meantime, I have another like lesson learned that I want to share from what we've learned. Like in the beginning, when we've launched the platform, we thought that we're going to be very much focused on the seller side. We thought that this is really our main advantage because we are able to, as I said earlier, to give you this badge and actually recognize what you've learned. And then pretty fast we've learned that a lot of our businesses, a lot of our buyers are actually using the platform to learn the fundamental skills to get their, like to elevate their business and to grow their business. And this is something that was really surprising to us and has changed over time.
Anything from the marketing side? Like when you guys started pitching this to the community, anything that you've seen from that that kind of surprised you? Or
so I think that it's always been like we've thought that people that have very strong kind of audience would work, or a very like a very strong online presence and profile would have a lot of advantage in the marketplace. Like people are looking to have this kind of authority. And I do think that it's really important, but what we've realized that also when we were able to bring people that maybe don't have any strong online presence, but they were, they had a lot of like, they had really good experience to share with the audience. And we've seen that this ended up like people recognize authority also when it's not when it's not backed up by like a strong social media presence, if you know what I mean. I think that's maybe a little bit different for Fiverr because they have the Fiverr brand behind them, right? If they're there, then people know that they can kind of like trust it. But I think that it was interesting to see that that our audience could recognize quality and experience and authority even without having a big name in the course as an instructor.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. You know, so one, you're kind of putting their influencers in their place, right? Like people thinking like, oh, you know, just because I have 1,000 people following me, you know, I'm important, which doesn't really... You know, it's not the case. You know, there's so many of these guys with, you know, so many, you know, followers and things can't sell anything when they try to. Often I think, you know, it could be a distraction too, you know, more distracting from the content. So I think sometimes having someone with just very good credentials and a really tight, good course, you know, good transformation, good value, could make more sense, right? Because you're looking at like, okay, who do you want to be, right? Do you want to be masterclass, right? Where I'm going to serve crappy courses with big names behind them, right? Because that's their path. Or do I want to produce really good courses, you know, with maybe just, you know, the right people, not, you know, not looking for celebrities, because you already have, yeah, you know, Fiverr behind you. Like you said, as long as people know that you handpicked these, you know, yeah, if someone that used Fiverr for a long time, I think that's more than enough. That'll, you know, plus the reviews, which you said, you know, like you have the reviews on the platform. So someone's got 50 5-star reviews and Fiverr's behind them. That's worth a shot.
Yeah. I have one more thought about the course creation part that I want to share. So I think that what we've also realized, and I think a lot of people that try to create content or video content can relate to it, is that, you always behave very differently when you're in front of the camera, right? And for different people, it works in a very different way. So some people are very natural and all they need is like a few talking points. And then we've had cases where we try to produce courses with people that are actually teaching in really important like institutes in New York. And then when they were in front of a camera and not in front of the class, it was like very, very difficult for them. And so I think that we've worked really hard to build a process that supports our instructors when they're creating the content. And this process is like something that that was built over time, and it includes like a lot of steps where you do the research and ask the right question about your audience and what's their intent and how do you teach them, and make sure that you incorporate both like things that are very engaging and things that are that will teach them the fundamentals and cover the basics, and will also take them to do the practical things. And then we also make sure that before the recording, we'll let the instructor do at least one full-blown like dry run and not in front of the cameras. And one last thing that I think that it's always been very helpful, like we always have make sure that our instructors have on their set a teleprompter and two cameras. And I don't know. I don't think it's that popular to have two cameras, probably because of the cost of it. But I think that really makes it really simple afterwards to create a video that looks really really well produced. So I think these are like really important things when you approach like a course creation process.
I like that. I like that, you know, the system evolved. Has anything else changed, you know, during those 18 months? Any pivots, you know, from when you guys initially said like, oh, okay, we're going into this market, and then, you know, by seeing data come back and, you know, experiencing things, like, did you guys make, you know, different pivots, and are you still making them, and in which direction is it going?
Yeah, so I think that one of the big things that we've noticed, and we've started testing it, and it will take time until it will actually become what we like, something that's really stable and we'll know what it's going to be. But we've seen that a lot of people are looking to get more than one course. So for now, we're offering these kind of programs. So a program will include a few courses around a similar topic, and will take you through like a bigger or a longer journey. And we've seen it started just from us seeing people taking more than one course. So at the same time, buying more than one course, even that we don't really have in our platform any like cart or any way to easily buy two courses. And now we're really testing it with these programs, but I think that eventually what we realize is that people have this kind of like intent to learn something very significant, and when they make this decision that they want to learn something, in many cases they're looking to learn more than a skill, and I think that for now it's like it's very comfortable that on Learn we try to make the focus the courses relatively very focused. So if you just want to learn the basics of social media, or you just want to learn the basics of branding, you can take a course for that. But I think that over time we'll evolve to offer something that's wider than that. So offering you a program to become a digital marketer, or a program to become a brand designer, or a copywriter. So I think this is one of the key learnings, and I think this will probably be one of our focus areas for 2020.
That makes sense. So moving more into a curriculum, you know, and like you start from the beginning, but we're going to move you through the entire sequence until you become, you know, certified or a pro, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Since it is, exactly, you know, March 2020, April, but, you know, I try to keep these as evergreen as possible, but, you know, we've never had anything like we did now with, you know, the people having to stay home and work from home and being online. Have you seen any difference in buying habits, behaviors, or, you know, that you can maybe share from what's happening now? Because what I'm seeing in the e-learning space, you know, on my end, is that it's exploding in a lot of different ways, right? Like a lot of the sellers are selling their first courses ever, you know, like other great numbers. The traffic is increasing a lot to a lot of these e-learning programs. And I would like to know just what you guys seen in the last month or so.
Yeah, so I think that, excuse me if I'm being a bit vague, we're currently in a quiet period and I'm not allowed to share too many numbers now. We're a public company and it's all very complicated. Mm-hmm. But I totally agree with you. I think that we see, and you see that this not only, like I don't need my own data to say it, like you see it everywhere, that any online business is booming, but specifically things that will either help you succeed online, and that can be courses, or help you make money online. And this brings also a lot of like course creators. I know that a lot of the platforms have seen also a huge increase in number of courses that are being offered, because people now really want to try and monetize their skills and try to create content that will help them to do it from home. So I think e-learning is booming right now, and that's happening thanks to both sides. And I think that this is going to be much more much of a longer term than just like this short term thing. So we'll see this spike right now, but I think that it will also change the habits of people when they'll see how valuable it can be to really take online courses. And also I think we'll see it with businesses moving online, people getting used to consuming content online. And so I think this is really accelerating this process that is already happening, but I really think that this is accelerating everything, and things that we've thought that will only happen in a few years are already happening now.
Okay.
So I think it's a really interesting trend.
Yeah, appreciate that. So we are about done. Can you tell people where they can find you or if they want to contact you? Is there any way to do that?
Of course. So I invite everyone to go into Learn. So it's learn.fiverr.com, or you can just search Learn from Fiverr. You can reach out to me. My full name will be on the episode. You can feel free to reach out to me through LinkedIn, and I'll be happy to take any messages. And also, we're always looking for new course creators and great professionals to teach courses on Learn. So we have this small application button at the bottom of our site, and you can also email me through LinkedIn.
Okay, sounds good. We're done.